4341790 Brass Sax, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm at the drive-through, but I'll make an order when these people come on. 2 points I need to raise, Mr. Johnson. I had an experience just now in a commercial bank where an employee of a business came in a white bodysuit. Now, I can't say it's a hazmat suit because his face was not covered or anything like that. But I am saying to the commercial bank that they need to make sure that in a time like this, that persons like that are screened properly and actually encouraged to use their ID and not that uniform, because it makes people feel uncomfortable. And I actually was asked to give way to this gentleman coming in so that he could get back to his unit. And I had a particular problem with that. So I spoke to the security officer who came to me, and he raised it with a member of management, and I saw somebody speaking to the gentleman and his colleagues as I was leaving. But people need to be conscious of that. And I think that. Just one moment. A leg dinner with a large fry, please. And I think that.
Man, let me, Michelle, pull this call a minute for me, right? Because we can get caught up in the middle of a lunchtime call while I am trying hard not to. Yeah, well, that's the challenge of life during brass tacks, for sure. I take your point, ma'am. I think when we have special cases, and we do have special cases, if you have a situation where someone is an emergency worker and you want to give them special care and attention, I think there should be a way to do it. We living in panic mode in a lot of cases. Heard a previous caller saying, I can't go down the road to visit family and friends. I should stay by myself because of fear of community spread. I know there are people who are breaching regulations, and there are others who are concerned about their safety. So if you're going to have persons who are visiting you and they work in certain areas and you want to give them special treatment, there should be a way to do it. You take them away from the public, you put them in a private area, you deal with it, and you let them go on their way. It's going to help you manage the flow of people into your business. If you're going to stop people coming in and have them adequately spaced and let in three at a time and remove your mask and take your picture and take your temperature and sanitize your hands, then let's do everything to make our customers feel as safe and as comfortable as possible. Agreed. Agreed. About the quality of cell phone calls, access to Barbadians, drop-in calls, call quality, breaking up during the calls. Yes, that has happened. We hear it regularly sometimes here on this program. Messages that calls that abruptly end, and persons making comments that I would like them not to make. When we say that call dropout, Dennis, you lost that call. We don't lose calls at this station. But Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you doing?
I am all right, and you?
I'm doing good. So, do you? Well, I am calling about, I hear people calling about the national insurance, pension, or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What I have discovered is that people that get into pension every 2 weeks, that they registered with the bank or the credit union, they know that registered. Normally, the bank, the credit union or the bank will receive the check every 2 weeks, where you can go and draw on the date of the check, which is the 15th or the, let me say, the 30th. But seeing now that the system has been changed up.
Which system?
The credit union and the bank, through the national insurance, what they did, I'm talking from my experience, what they did is that they now put people from 2 weeks now to month. So in other words, you will get your money, it says the money was deduced the first. People that will be able to get money the first will get the money the 13th, which will be the 3 days before the 15th.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with this here, though, that is that people know that I got bills to pay that may be depending on the pension, though. That I got early bills to pay, like, between the 1st and the 5th. Now, that's the problem. Because if you can't receive your money to juke the date,
right,
you could very well end up paying late fee money, which is $10 or $20. You understand where I'm coming from?
So I get your point. I'm just trying to figure out, when you say the system was changed up, who changed up the system and why? That's why I asked you, who changed the system and why?
No, the question is that nobody come and tell you what they did.
Which is why I'm trying to figure out.
The reason, well, from my understanding when I check it, is that they have no putting you on a checking account.
No, but hold on. Hold on.
From the National Insurance.
All right. And this was told to you by who? Your credit union?
By your credit union.
Your credit union told you that the National Insurance putting you on a checking account?
They're paying your money on a checking account now. Whereas that you can draw now, you are still becoming a 2 weeks worker. 2 weeks draw, you become a monthly rate. If you can afford to get the 1st and the 15th, which is 2 checks, you can draw, your money now will come down to you where you can draw the 13th, which will be the 3 days before the payday, the second paycheck.
But I'm trying to figure out whether this is your credit union arrangement or whether this is a national insurance arrangement.
The National Insurance is who do this, because what happened is a time back when they were saying, well, we want the people to register to bring the bank an account number or the credit union number that they can send the check on to the various bank or the credit union.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, they say getting checks, so now that they know, like, they're putting it mandatory now for it to happen, you know that getting 2 weeks money now will automatically get money when the month comes. In other words, you will not be getting the 2 weeks check in your hand, like reportsman will bring it, but know that it goes into the bank account or the credit union. They are issuing it at month.
Okay. I will check with my lady at the National Insurance and ask her, because the last time there were complaints and queries about the National Insurance or whether people were losing out, she sent an explanation as to how it was being done. I'm trying to find that message, but in the millions of messages online here on the WhatsApp, I'm not sure I still have that there, but I'll look for it, because usually if there are changes, what they would have to do is to make sure that persons are alerted, are given some alert as to what they're doing. I'm trying to find the note.
I don't know for you, Jess. I hear a lady that she ain't got pension for the last 3 months. Now, the credit union now is not going to call her and tell her that they didn't receive no check, you know.
So, and which you is why...
You got to call the credit union to find out if your
what
money
is happening, there. Right. So, and this is what
So, when you go to the credit union now, they're going to send you to the National Insurance. Yes. What the National Insurance may tell you is that your check get lost. So then you got to wait 20 days to see if it comes to surface, or then you will be issued with a new check. But you have to wait 20 days, Dennis.
Okay. So, and the reason why I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm trying to decipher what you're saying, is because I know that they're not sending a check. They're doing wire transfers online from bank to bank.
Mark Queen.
Yes, sir. And what I'm trying to find out is how the payments are being adjusted, and what's the way to go around the challenge that you're describing, because there must be a way around it.
I think the way for me, for mine, is that I call
your bills differently.
Correct. Yeah, I call around the various people and I tell them so and so.
Yeah, figure, change your payment period if you can.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get you. Or do it through the same credit union or online banking. So when they get your transaction, they then pay your bills for you, kind of thing. Yeah.
Correct. That's how you got to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, sir. And I get at least you found a way around it. The WhatsApp message says, I agreed with your comments. I'm presently a contact tracer in one of the biggest countries and states in the U.S. We're having great challenges with the software daily. So don't mind those people talking about getting into the technology age. The people making the comments are not really clear about the technology age. Platforms. 4341790. That's the number you call when we get down to brass tacks. You can send a message via WhatsApp to 266-4862. You can also send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. The message on the WhatsApp says, Mr. Johnson, do you know if the former Liat employees paid national insurance, and if so, to which country? According to the information given by Captain Neil Cave and others that I've spoken to, well, I haven't spoken to Captain Cave, I spoke to a couple other people who worked with Liat, not only at the pilot level, but at other levels too. The workers of Liat were told they could only pay taxes and national insurance in Antigua, regardless of where they were based or their country of origin. He said that this option been available, the majority of the 100 Barbadian workers would have opted to pay NIS in Barbados instead of Antigua. I think that person being quoted is Captain Cave. If I'm wrong, I will attribute it to the correct person. Cave said this was a big problem for the majority of Liat workers based in Barbados. He noted that only 24 of the 100 workers stationed in Barbados would have been covered by the NIS in that country. It was a matter of a double taxation agreement under the Treaty of Chagaramus that was enacted going back all the days when Bernard St. John was the Prime Minister of Barbados in that era. Here's my problem. Is there any Prime Minister, former member of government, former Prime Minister living? The dead ones need not answer. Who do not receive their pension, gratuity, salary, allowance when the time is due for them to get it? If so, raise your hand. Mr. Speaker, sir, I don't see any hands raised. Perhaps their hands are not working. When a prime minister of a country could be so arrogant as to go to parliament and change the laws in his country, to make it possible to frustrate other people in other countries, and then have members of parliament stand up in the parliament in that country and accuse other leaders in other Caribbean countries who are trying to defend the nationals of trying to sabotage and take over and pull behind the back and all them kinds of things. You expect me to sit down and negotiate with you over a table? And you tell me about compassion? Really? You see why I can't live in any Caribbean country? Because I'll get banned from going there too. Another persona non grata. But I can live with that. Because I can't take it. The arrogance of the people we elect to office and hold them in high esteem and call them honorable sir. And then they do that to our people. And we're supposed to take it. Because them is honorable sir. There got to be a reason. There has to be a reason, but I don't know what it is. I have seen it too many times in this part of the pond that I live in more than one country. People who fly the airline, I know some of them personally. I've known some of them for years. Went to school with a couple of them. Went to school with a couple of their parents. This was an airline supported by the people of the Caribbean at all levels, from the market vendor to the politician. As I said, this is how we get to see Auntie Thelma and Auntie Dorothy and Cousin Imelda and the children godmother that we can't remember she named in Nevis. It is how we went to funerals, weddings, christenings, vacations. Part and parcel of our lives. From takeoff to landing. Our young pilots, pretty air stewardesses, friendly, got us there safely. All right, sometimes the plane make a lot of noise and sometimes they're a little late because they're waiting on the lady to get the 12 baskets in the seat and all that kind of thing, you know? And this is how you treat your people? By changing the designation and saying is so or so? Because you have the power to do it? Okay. All right. What's that tea there? It's called? Let's calm me down again. Perhaps I need Margaret to bring me a cup. Brastax, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. Am I on?
Yes, you are. You are.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson. That's a very emotional speech. I like it, honestly.
So I just get too emotional, I'm told, but, you know.
I believe it should be either a politician or a priest.
No. Neither, boy. What? I hated enough as a talk show host. You want me to become a politician or a priest? You really like me.
Listen, your chances of getting heaven will be very slim then.
Boy, I tell you.
Especially word compassion, you know?
That word kill me dead. Yeah. Compassion? You go to Parliament and change a law and then you tell me about compassion?
As I said, we got all these people are honorable.
Sir, and their pension secure, you know.
Secure.
For the rest of their life. And the car with the driver, too. And true. Perhaps even the housekeeper and the maid.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. When you address a person as honorable.
No. They're only honorable when they're in the house.
That's what I was told. Oh, but honorable person is a person who, like, more or less...
No, sir, that's a title for when they're in the house. That's what I was told by somebody who knows the Constitution and the law. The person said to me, Dennis, they're honorable when they're in the house. Okay? Yeah. So when they're in the doghouse, they're not honorable anymore.
Because my good name is Dennis, though. My name is also Dennis, too. So
boy, then you're blighted for life. Carefully with that name here.
That's why I'm appealing to you now for help. Yeah. Anyway, I got a perplexing problem that has perplexed me for the last 3 years.
Which is?
I am a registered farmer since 1992. I've been farming for over 50 years. I also work with the government part-time, right? The Custom Act states that either a part-time or full-time farmer is entitled to what I call an incentive, which is a duty-free van, right? Right, duty-free van. I have applied for the duty-free van. According to law, I'm going to quote the law because I'm very familiar with the law. I work a place that we do the law every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Custom Act, Chapter 66, 2009, Part 2B, entitled duty-free Section 37E of the Tariff Amendment Order 2009. The controller customs know these things, honestly. So he can verify what I'm saying. Anyway, I applied for this duty-free status for this van since 2018. And lo and behold, people who have come long after me, since 2020, have gotten their duty-free status.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ironically, I wrote the control after I didn't hear from the Ministry of Finances. Okay, supposed to go through agriculture. Then you suppose the letter supposed to go to the Ministry of Finance, and finance will reimburse you, right? The Custom Order 2009 made provisions that as a farmer, you could go ahead and buy the van duty-free vehicle, and then within a year and a half, 2 years, you are entitled to compensation for the said vehicle. That's what the law states specifically, right? One day, I got a good offer from a bank. I went to buy the van, apply for my status. Lo and behold, I have tried to reach finance about, I've crossed finance about 20 times already, support the persons out there, resubmit my entries and such, like, I haven't heard a word. Anyway, I wrote the controller customs at that time, a lady named Miss Annie Weeks, the former acting controller.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent back a correspondent to me stating that duty free status on foreign vehicles should be made to the Ministry of Agriculture and Security. I have received a letter from Agriculture sent 2018 stated that I'm a bona fide
farmer. Mama.
I think that's the Latin word means
yes.
Genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Means genuine, right?
Yes, sir. Your bona fides are in order.
You
are legitimate.
So the Ministry of Control and Customs, Ms. Lisa, I think she was acting. She said the application should be made. Ironically, I have met all the same said application through the Ministry of Finance. it's just in around circles, right? I further received a letter from the Ministry of Agriculture stating the applicant has complied with the Ministry
with all
regulation and brought back the vehicle for inspection. And lo and behold, your humble servant, Farmer 2990, Mr. Dennis Boyce. That's a bad name. My mother should never name me Dennis.
Don't blame her now.
I can't blame her.
You carry it for a reason, sir. You just got to find out the reason.
But I have somebody in my days to call Dennis the minister. Perhaps they consider me. Anyway.
Well, I think I was before him. He modeled after me. Yeah.
Right. So I have written finance. Be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat them. Where's the finance? I'm turned. I even went to the ombudsman, because he's the only one ombudsman, so he's Mr. Ben. I went to Mr. Ben on about five different occasions. I have before me the Ombudsman Act, which states, if CAP, that's how I have my documents here, CAP AA states that the ombudsman have the power to
investigate.
Ask the government department to enforce a decision.
Right.
I have been Jeremy Docker, Mr. the Ombudsman, spoke to him about eight different occasions. And lo and behold, your humble servant here, Dennis, is still here waiting. But really, what really got me perturbed, honestly, is that since my time, since I have applied for this duty-free status, many people have come after me. I've written the Minister of Finance, Mr. Strong. I've written the Controller of Customs. I've written the PS. I've written even the Prime Minister, but I suppose a guy said this morning she's so busy that these little small trivial matters will not get around to her. Because ironically, she always said, well, love should begin at home. Now, I don't believe that she sees the letter. I receive one correspondent for her, and I have a correspondent. As basically, the person said that they have received the letter. After 2 days ago, I have written again, but nobody pays me any mind. What really hurt me, Mr. Johnson? I just wonder why we Africans or we dark people in this country are in charge. But what are we doing to each other? I ask myself if I belong to the Asian continent or had another phenotype, if I wouldn't have been treated better. I'm really turned because I'm supposed to get about $47,000 on this vehicle. The vehicle costs $110,000. Duty free concession, it would be $60,000. And I would have paid for it, finished paying for it in December. I have three daughters at KFL. I'm struggling. And I cannot understand.
Listen, why are you going wrong? There's a gentleman who hosts this program from time to time by the name of Corey Lane, who I think one of the reasons he started calling this program was a challenge with a duty-free vehicle he was supposed to receive and he was going around in circles. And his passionate pleas perhaps reached the ears of those who thought, here's someone who could do something more than just protest over the phone. But I can't tell you how that system operates, why it operates. I'll tell you this. Over the years, I can't remember under which administration, though it's been so long, that there were accusations that people were applying for duty-free license for farming purposes and buying high-end double cabs and giving their children to drive to school and their wife to drive one to the hairdresser, and they were abusing it. And my challenge is always this, sir. If you know that individual X, who you could clearly identify because they have applied for these various duty-free licenses, if person X is abusing it, why are the other 299,000 100 people being affected because of person X? Take it out on person X. If person X is abusing the sick leave, why penalize everybody? If person X is abusing prescription drugs, Why the poor old lady that want a little blood pressure medication must suffer? Penalize the person, break the system.
Yeah, but Mr.
But we're afraid to do it to them.
The Ministry of Agriculture have investigated me. I have a big file because I applied for permission. I have a greenhouse technology. I'm trained. I have a degree in agriculture. I have advanced botany zoology. So I'm farming since 1992. So agriculture came on my premises more than once. And issue, I said, I'm a bonder, fighter, farmer.
And you still can't get it away.
And the Ministry of Finance, as far as I understand, Ministry of Agriculture give you the permission and finance support, so technically rubber stamp it. Because the technocrats in finance would not be agriculture trained. I have a letter here from the chief agriculture, former chief agriculture officer, Mr. Lennox Charles.
Yeah, I know him.
I am a bona fide farmer. I still don't understand how people could come. Some people play 2020 and 2 months time and get back every bit, you know. And I'm asking that the said Prime Minister of this country, Honorable Prime Minister, look into my case, please. How come a poor black boy from St. Andrew, Mr. Johnson, 2 daughters at university, 3 daughters, you know.
You're doing
how
well.
Come?
Perhaps.
Yeah, and they're doing computer science, environmental science, and one doing physics.
Good.
Mr. Johnson, I am trying to pave the way for my little daughters.
May it go. So I support you in your cry, and I hope they could help you out, because in this environment, we need all our farmers, we need all our technicians, we need to assist our people wherever we can when they are legitimate in their claims. I find sometimes we talk a lot about those who bend the system, we talk about a lot about those who take advantage of the system, and we do very little to ensure that those who live by the system, you know, that they're done right by the system, so they could raise their hand and say, yeah, the system works for me. Let's get rid of the bad apples rather than, you know, spraying everybody with the same chemical, because it hazardous to the health of all of us. Sir, I hope they hear your plea and fix it. I really do. I really, really do.